T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
National law enforcement and security analyst, CEO of Violas Group International, and one of our favorite guests. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, first, before we talk about the other thing, one of the situations that we're looking at, because you asked us, hey, how are things in Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania? Overall, very well, but it's not the case everywhere.
No, absolutely not. Just the opposite, actually. You know, what's really strange right now is you would think coming out of where we were with the pandemic that things would really be getting a lot better, but unfortunately, we've taken a turn for, you know, for the worse. I can tell you that just the amount of things that are happening in various parts of the country relative to crime are way off the hook at this point.
Well, and that's an issue here too, Paul. I mean, here we are in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, each and every day we're hearing of, for the most part, young men killing each other in our streets, and this is happening across the country. We see staggering numbers of shootings in places like Chicago, where they're, I hate to say used to it, but each and every weekend, like over the July 4th weekend, how many shootings were there in this country? So what's going on? And from a practical standpoint, what can be done about it?
Well, you know what, Larry, Kevin, this really is not that difficult of a situation, even though culturally in the country we seem compelled to make it that way. Unfortunately, when we look at the laws, first of all, you look at Chicago. Chicago has some of the toughest gun laws in the United States. So it's not the law. It's the fact that we've taken accountability out of the law. It's the fact that we've removed enforcement out of law enforcement. And we've tried to fight a politically correct war with illegal guns. And we're just going to lose. And I've been saying this for years now, guys, and we're just going to lose this war. Bottom line is this. If there are no ramifications for actions, this is what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you, Paul, you're point blank. I mean, you just say it like it is. Is this gang violence, drug violence, and is does this have anything to do with changing laws like no bail and crap like that?
Kevin, look, at the end of the day, what is this with the no bail? Let's look at this, all right? The state legislature, whether you're in the Commonwealth, whether you're in the state, wherever you are, the legislature creates the laws. That's why we elect them. That's the way the system works. District attorneys are elected to enforce, to prosecute those laws. When did we ever get to the point where we enacted some type of exemption for district attorneys to say, you know what, Kevin, I just don't think I'm going to prosecute that. Or, hey, criminals, they may arrest you, they meaning the police, because we feel bad for you because you're indigent, we're just going to let you out. Look, at the end of the day, we created this mess, Kevin. We created this. And we are seeing the ramifications of it. The president's, what does he call it? The gun crime prevention strategy? You got to be kidding me with that. That's insulting, guys. That doesn't make any sense. Have you guys looked at that?
Mm-hmm. How so? Explain the details of that and why you think it's useless.
Well, Larry, he says, you know, and listen, I'm not a political guy. I just call it like it is. He says, I'm going to go after the manufacturers. Would you stop this rhetoric? You know, look, America's advanced citizenship, we get it. We're smart. We know how to put this together. Stop lying. You're not going after the manufacturers. The gun lobby is the strongest lobby in America. They put politicians in place. That's a fact. It's not going away. Fact two is that responsible gun owners are not the ones that are the guys behind the active shooters and the gun-related crimes. Those are illegal guns. But what we did, and then he says, evidence-based community violence interventions. What in God's name is that? Does that mean that if I give you evidence and you don't like it, we're not going to say it because it's politically correct? At the end of the day, it's very simple. We created laws. Laws have penalties. We need to enforce those. And we need to take the gloves off and let our police do their job to keep us safe. And the moment we start doing that, and I'm going to tell you right now, and I know there's a lot of people who aren't going to like this, but the bottom line is bring back, stop, question, and frisk. Don't let people think they could walk around because cops aren't going to stop you.
Well, we mentioned yesterday, Kevin, out in San Francisco, we were talking about the theft laws where just shoplifting. Let's start there.
Yeah, as long as you don't take $900 worth of stuff, you can just walk into a store, take what you want, and leave.
Right. Is that right?
I mean, let's think about it, guys. If your parents, to all the parents in the burg, right? If your parents and you tell your kids, look, you know what? I want you home by 10. They say, hey, forget about it. I'm coming home at midnight. And you do nothing about it. And you have dinner waiting for them. Hell, they're coming home at 1 in the morning next time. This is what it comes down to. It comes down to accountability. The other part you bring up about juveniles. Look, these guys know, criminals know they can use juveniles because they're not getting prosecuted as adults. They know that they can use them to move guns, to move drugs, to move humans. Because when they get caught, they're kicked right back out. This is another issue. We need to start trying juveniles as adults. Send the penalty out to the criminal element and make sure you start hitting them where it hurts. And you are going to see a huge difference. But unfortunately, it's not politically correct. So let's make a decision, America. What do we want? You want to enforce the law? Do you want safe communities? Or do you want the crap that we're seeing right now?
Are there enough laws on the books, Paul, to handle this if they were put into effect?
Larry, I will tell you, as God is my judge, the answer is unequivocally yes. We have the tools, but we're locking the tool chest, and we're not allowing police to do their jobs. I mean, when you think about it, guys, look, numbers are numbers. 86% down in police applications across the country. It wasn't that bad after Kent State. And this is where we're at right now. No one wants the job. So we have to really go back to the days, and I remember this, I was running a state police academy when this happened, the Rodney King incident. We needed reform, but it wasn't police reform, it was criminal justice reform, which is exactly what we need now. Let's stop vilifying the cops, and let's let communities start taking responsibility for their actions. Let's tell district attorneys, do your damn job. Let's roll up our sleeves and tell criminals, hey, man, we're coming after you. And when we get you, you're not getting out, you're going to sit. Let's send those messages. Let's take 6 months of that and let's see what happens to the numbers. And fellas, I'll buy you guys a steak dinner at any place in the burg for a month if we give it a shot and I'm wrong.
Paul Viola, Safeguarding America, the blueprint for keeping you and your family safe. The National Law Enforcement and Security Analyst, Honor Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Always good to talk to you, Paul. Thank you.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.